Welcome again to Highly Questionable. No old guy again today. Thank you for all of you who have expressed your concerns. He is happy. He is healthy. He is just 76 years old. He's been working, punching a clock for 50 straight years, and he doesn't feel like working that hard right now, so he'll come in when he wants to. Let's get started with Adam. We know he's the one who makes the show special, different, and awful, depending on your perspective. We miss him as much as you do, but he's happy and healthy. Thank you for your concern. Let's get started.
Terry Stotts thought Mello looked good. Did you?
Okay, you've heard of the stages of grief. There are three stages of desperation in basketball. One is signing Mello. The second is starting Mello. And then the third we saw last night is feeding Mello. 14 shots, the third worst plus minus of his career because he missed most of them, turned the ball over, because it's really hard to parachute in and play something that moves as fast as an NBA game. No matter how much of a scorer you've been in your past, I didn't think he looked good because they got their heads caved in and they're so decimated along the front court that they actually need him to shoot those inefficient mid-range jumpers. I did not think that Terry Stotts was right about this. I do think it will get better than that, though, at least in part because it can't get a lot worse.
Well, this is just unfair sort of for all parties involved, because this version of Carmelo Anthony for any team, good or bad, should be a seventh, eighth, ninth guy off the bench, just like Dwayne Wade in his final year was a guy who came off the bench. Him needing to be an offensive threat for this team is not great for him, and it's not great for the team. But this is partially why Carmelo was out of the league for as long as he was, because when you bring him in, this is the sort of mess you get yourself into. This is Terry Stotts having to say, yeah, I think he looked good, when he was all the negative statistics that Dan just said, and you are starting him. I mean, I saw Trailblazers talking about, man, when Damian Lillard's back, that 1-4 pick and roll when him and Carmelo Anthony is going to look great. No, it's going to look like him and any other power forward you can get that can shoot an 18-foot jumper. This is Carmelo Anthony's final story. This story is not really that big a deal for the Trailblazers.
I don't know Terry Stotts, but I'm going to assume that he's a reasonable person, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he wasn't talking about Melo the basketball player looking good. He was saying Melo the human looked good. But, I mean, in Melo's defense, I think the way how good someone looks is based on the expectations, and you couldn't have had any expectations for someone who's been out of the game as long as he has and someone who hasn't even practiced with his team. So, 4-for-14, that's pretty good for someone who hasn't even practiced with the team yet. But there was one moment where I guess even Carmelo was feeling himself and he went up for the dunk.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see that. He's feeling it. I'm going up.
How many years ago would he have completed that? 5 years ago? Probably not. You're probably looking at a decade.
He's
a decade
full
ago.
4 feet below the rim there.
More impressive performance last night, LeBron or Max?
Are we going to all give LeBron James an apology for overreacting to 16 games he missed last year with what was clearly a groin injury that held him back? Because last night he now has triple-doubles against every damn team in the league because he's the best you've ever seen and the most versatile you've ever seen. But there was a Max last night, and Max is 10 years old, and Max was drilling him from wherever he wanted to.
Look at Max over here. I mean, look, you knew this kid was great when you found out that it's Max with two X's, Dan. His parents made sure this kid was bound for greatness. Look at him.
He's supposed to stop at 10 points. 10 points is where the victory is.
He's just showing off.
It's just raining down with perfect hair from every spot on the court.
I mean, it's nice, but do it with a defender in front of your face.
Like, I mean,
anybody can make buckets.
Really?
Anybody can make buckets with no defenders. Anybody can make those buckets. Do it with a hand in your face. Cross somebody
That's
up.
Not
Get
true.
To the bucket.
You've clearly never seen these halftime shows.
I've seen them, but that doesn't mean that he gets extra credit because everyone else is bad. You want to come out here and step on the court and make some shots. Do it with a hand in your face.
This is what you're going to do. You're going to carve out the space on the sports landscape of being the guy who attacks 10-year-olds who go 8-for-9.
He's good enough so that we don't even talk about Anthony Davis and LeBron James' triple-double and them being the best team in the league all of a sudden. And wow, Max is even greater. You're not giving him any credit.
Dan, did you say 8-for-9? So what was wrong with that ninth one?
He missed the last one. Yes, he did. Yes.
All right. And nobody cares about all that other stints. Work harder, Max. Work harder.
Was Gronk's performance more impressive than both LeBron and Max?
I am here for the idea of celebrities trying to make their way through some of the dancing entertainment. Gronk is a bit starched. He's a bit stiff here.
Come on, you got to give him credit here.
No, you don't.
Why not? You stepped out there with professionals. Be a professional. He's offbeat. He doesn't know the moves, and he's stiff. Loosen up.
What are you talking about? He clearly spent time with this group choreographing. He knows,
well, until right there.
He knows these moves. Just because he's not good at it doesn't mean it's not impressive.
He's not keeping time, is he? Are you watching a different clip than me? He is he's been part of one of the best teams in NFL history that requires timing and precision, and he's lost it. The man can't get back in the league, obviously.
He knows the moves. But the most impressive part about that thing to me is the Lakers. They have James Corden, Venus Williams, Rob Gronkowski not only being part of some skit, but having practiced the skit clearly multiple times.
Clearly.
Just because LeBron's around.
Dominique,
how many years
he clearly
ago?
Practiced it. In fact, that's the first proof I have of brain function that provides memory for that dude. Because he might have been off rhythm, but it wasn't a memory problem. Remember that Gronk just recently told us, hey, I've got a big press conference. The Patriots haven't been able to get the ball downfield. And we were wondering, hey, is Gronk coming back? And Gronk, the real spirit of Gronk, has never left because all he's announced since then is a beach party here in Miami during the Super Bowl and now the dancing with the Laker girl.
Never left.
Does Alabama still deserve to be number 5 in the college football playoff ranking without Tua?
This is not about computers or data or committees. This is about what I'm about to say. If I had asked you about 4 or 5 weeks ago before that LSU game, does Alabama have the talent to beat you with a third string quarterback and win the championship the way that Urban Meyer did with Ohio State? You probably would have answered yes, or you would have said, I don't think they could beat Clemson that way. But because of what we saw against LSU, a lot of us are like, well, wait a minute. If that happened with Tua, there's no way they can win with their backup quarterback. But perhaps they can against anybody because they've done this before where they lose early in the season and at the end of the season they're holding up the trophy. When we think they're out and everybody wants Alabama in this game, even if you hate Alabama at the end of the season because you want to see somebody be able to knock them off with their backup quarterback.
I hate to see them lose because their quarterback got hurt. I think that when we say it's a beauty contest, sometimes it comes down to how well you win the games, but I don't think it should come down to whether your players are injured or not. I've always hated that as an argument to excuse losses for teams, but they didn't have their starting quarterback, or to dismiss teams that have a legitimate chance of running or making a run in the playoffs. So I think that they might not make it, but I don't think it'll be because Tua's hurt.
Hang on a second. So the committee chair says that Tua's injury did not affect their ranking. And you both are saying that you agree with that, that you would not change their ranking, that you can't project and say they're clearly not as good without Tua in there as the starting quarterback? Because I saw that LSU game and it looked like Tua was the primary reason they even came back. I think with a backup in there, they shouldn't be considered. And you're going to tell me that if Clemson loses its quarterback, let's say in the ACC championship game, they can't project and say, hey, they're not as good without him at quarterback? I think that's nonsense.
What's the point of the games at this point, Izzy? Like, you just want to project? We don't have to play at all. We can just look at rosters and project. Like, I think that is likely that they won't be as good. But we have games. They've been just as good up until this point. We'll see if they play poorly going forward. Then they go back. If they continue to play well, if Saban's able to put together some sort of scheme that props up Mac Jones, they deserve to continue to play well.
It is not just your star cornerback. It is your most important player. We prop the quarterback up as the most important position in sports, and you lose the potential number one draft pick, and you're supposed to be just the same team. I think it's kind of ridiculous.
I will not stand for this cornerback slander. You're lucky that I'm in New York.
We should be rooting for Alabama to get the fourth spot or get into the playoffs. And let's get to the third string quarterback of Alabama because it happens to be Tua's younger brother. And then we can have them win the championship with Tua's younger brother. And we could come back with a controversy next year when Tua has to go back to school because he can't go to the NFL because he's hurt between two brothers for the position of playing quarterback on the champion Crimson Tide.
Totally changed my mind. Keep him at number 4. Move him up. Up to number 1. Let's make sure that happens.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
The Golden Knights have been good here for a while, and their goalie.
Woo!
Let's see here. Is there a choke situation or a credit-giving situation? So Fleury, the first shot.
Well, he's got a wide-open net here.
We have two workout experts in our midst.
I mean, get the heck out of it.
That is a core workout. You guys can't dispute that that's a core workout.
No. The people walking by him in this shot are saying to themselves, you, sir,
are the reason we don't come here that often.
Actually, no. Yes, those two people right there don't come there that often.
Time to play the game that thinks the left and right side of this show are extra handsome today.
That's right.
Good question.
I mean, one of them is, I'm not sure I'd include you in that group, and a little underdressed if we're being honest. You give us topics and events, we question them.
Do you question if we should praise Marc-Andre Fleury for this save or blame Nick Petan for choking?
Las Vegas hockey, it still doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but the Golden Knights have been good here for a while, and their goalie. Woo! Let's see here. Is there a choke situation or a credit-giving situation? So Fleury, the first shot.
Well, he's got a wide-open net here. I mean, that's got to be credit to Fleury. No, it's the best save I've seen yet this year.
Like, why would we criticize the guy? Because the goalie made a great save.
I mean, there was a lot of room. He shot it in the one spot that it could have got saved. I mean, I like what the goalie did there, but... I mean, you're a professional
the
hockey player.
The one spot where it could have got saved, it was dead center of the net. It could have been anywhere. It looked like Fleury would have gotten it. He had reach to go anywhere. Dominic, yeah, I don't even know hockey. I don't even know hockey, but look at this again. It's a backhand on a weird angle. Look at this. Come on, you're going to call this a choke job? Look. Out of nowhere. Look at that.
That's right.
I mean, come on.
That's right, Dominique. You're not being fair there.
I would have scored that goal, and I also would have saved that attempt at goal. I'm just saying. I could have done it.
When's the last time you were even on skates, Dominique?
That question is culturally biased.
Mm-hmm.
Do you question if this is an impressive dribble move?
We have someone here on the set who is hard to impress, extraordinarily so today. We go to one-on-one basketball here. One-on-one. I mean,
I'm
probably a travel, I think.
Yeah, this guy's really lucky we got the banana phone on silent mode right now because Fred Hoiberg's going crazy somewhere with this. What in the world is this? Like, why is that supposed to be impressive? Go ahead
travel.
And hate on that one, Dominique.
It was a travel. It was nonsense, and it didn't even work. Like, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt if you break the rules, travel a little bit, or carry the ball. If you make somebody fall or make them spin around, you didn't even fool the guy with that nonsense. It's one-on-one. Who do you think you were passing it to?
Hold on a second. I want to sort of marvel at the general inefficiency of the move because the move didn't get the defender to create any kind of separation. He had the offensive foul him to get him out of there, and he could have just posted him up. An offensive foul and a travel.
I have not even thought about what this dude is wearing yet until just now. What is that
Why
shirt?
Why is he wearing a dress shirt?
He's clearly a magician and not a basketball player because he doesn't know the rules of the game.
Do you question if this guy is working out or showing off?
Okay, look, we've got a professional cynic right there. He's going to tell you about all his amazing workouts. We have two workout experts in our midst.
I mean, get the heck out of it.
That is a core workout. You guys can't dispute that tough. That's a core workout.
No. The people walking by him in this shot are saying to themselves, you, sir, are the reason we don't come here that often.
Actually, no. Yes, those two people right there don't come there that often.
Exactly.
Those don't know anything about core work. Let's get the lingerers there who are coming in again. I want to watch at the very end of that, the Ryan brothers.
Look.
Swaggering through.
I have to admit, I'm impressed. That's tough. He's both working out and showing off. Better than everything else we've seen on this show today. I love that guy. Sign him up.
Sign him up to
Sign
do
him up
what?
For what? Sign him up for what? The core class at Vegas where you're going to just put him on a stage?
Hey,
what are you signing him up for?
Don't ask any more questions. Just take the catchphrase and move on.
How
sign
old
him up.
Are you with sign him up? That's something my father said back when he was a young man.
Questionable is broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami.
Time to play the game that can't stand it when one headphone breaks. See? Oh, no.
Wow, Dominique sat out the see or no. Too good for the head, Bob. You tell us what's on television tonight. We tell you if we're intrigued.
I was thinking about my missing headphone.
Tonight on ESPNU, midweek action, Akron and Miami of Ohio.
Oh, God, no. I was holding up this part. Akron is 0-10, and it is sometimes hard to get highlights from Akron. So this is a game from last week. It took us a long time to get them up to Bristol, Connecticut, the Akron highlights. And there is a punt, and that punt is, thank you for the arrow, it is 0 yards. That is a 0-yard punt. It was not shanked out of bounds. It was a quick kick, and they fooled the defense with the quick kick, and then,
Cato Nelson, I don't see punter next to his resume, and I know why
now. No punter next to his resume. Dominique, are you intrigued?
I'm not intrigued because this is not good football. However, I was looking forward to criticizing the punter for not being able to do his one job, but that was the quarterback. I'll allow the quarterback to make a mistake on punting because he is also the most important player on the team in other situations. So maybe the punter should be better so that they wouldn't have to quit kick. So it's the punter's fault that the quarterback's out there punting. Get it together, punter.
How about you, Izzy? Are you intrigued?
Oh, of course I am, Dominique. Listen. If the quarterback did his job, then the punter wouldn't have to be on the field.
That's right.
Come
on, that's a good point. And also, if the quarterback did his job, they probably wouldn't be 0-10 either.
Tonight at 7:30, Magic and Raptors.
No, even though the both of these teams are pretty good. Markelle Fultz, though, is the one that we want to check in with here because he had a career high the other night. One of the biggest busts in the sports history because of his short-circuiting through a season or two was actually hitting jumpers that did not look broken. And 19 points there, that looks like an NBA player, and that looks like an NBA jump shot, and that looks like an NBA steal, and this looks like an NBA dunk. Feeling pretty good about himself there. And that's late in the game there. Those were important. Those last 2 points were important. Dominique, are you intrigued?
I'm not intrigued, but I am happy to see that Fultz is playing well because there was a point when we thought that he wasn't just going to be one of the worst busts, but we thought that maybe he wasn't going to play in the league anymore going forward, and none of us understood what was going on inside his head. I'm not sure that he's completely healed or cured of whatever was happening, but he seems to be on the right track, which is encouraging.
Izzy, are you intrigued?
Absolutely. One of the reasons I was excited about Markelle Fultz going to, One of the reasons I was excited about Markelle Fultz going to Orlando is because he wouldn't be the center of attention and he could sort of ease his way back into NBA play. But Dominique, can you name two other Orlando Magic players? Because I think Markelle Fultz is the only guy we're talking about. So it's doubly good that he's still succeeding.
Fournier, he's there. Is he there? No. Is he in Denver? How about the Russian? The guy they call the Russian who's not a Russian. Vucevic.
Hedo Turkoglu.
Streaming on history, Kings of Pain.
Yeah, this is disturbing. These men endure a great deal. They volunteer for pain, whether it's things biting them or what. What do we have here?
Theropos blondi, the Goliath birding tarantula. This is the largest tarantula on the bloody planet.
Nightmare in a box.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Just put your arm down. I don't want to hold this longer than necessary.
Right about here.
You ready?
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, yeah! Ah! 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 Oh! Oh! Oh, no!
Oh! Oh, I felt that. Okay, come on. Yeah, he's ready to go.
Things just keep going.
Yeah, again, are you like me learning for the first time that this planet has a spider capable of eating birds? Because I did not know that that existed. Dominique, are you intrigued?
No, I'm not intrigued by the show. And you may be surprised by this, Dan. I'm not impressed by their pain threshold. Like, tarantulas aren't even venomous. Like, it couldn't have hurt that much. It's like a little poke, a couple little needles. Suck it up. Who has ever bit their hand when they were actually in pain? That's not what you do when you're in pain. That's what you do in cartoons when you're in pain. They're faking
it. Izzy, are you intrigued?
I mean, I couldn't agree more. See, the thing about spiders that scares me isn't the pain. I'm sorry, I'm getting these all wrong. Isn't the pain from the bite. It's the death from the potential venom in them. So if you're telling me it's not venomous, then go ahead, prick my arm away.
Overrated.
Honest to God, a guy who can't hold up the right card in See or No is happy being a critic.
Go get me a tarantula. I bet you I'll let that thing bite me.
That's all the time we have for today. The more talented people on earlier this week had things to plug. These guys don't. Thanks for watching.
Goodbye.